JFM's Fergal Darcy.
As you know, it has been an unusual time when it comes to music. Bands have been forced to push back dates for albums, for tours, things like that. And joining me on the line, I've got Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas. Danny, how are you?
Not too bad, Ferg. How are you?
I am very good. Now, I was expecting True Love Waits on the 29th of May, your brand new album. Obviously, that's going to be pushed back a bit now.
It is. Yeah, a bit like everyone, we're sort of, you know, the situation is continually evolving. It's a bit weird. So it's looking like it's going to be pushed back. All right, we haven't picked the exact date, but yeah, it's funny, no one really knows what's going to happen or how long this is going to go on for, and we're just like every other band, we're having band meetings on phone calls, on Skype or whatever, and trying to discuss things, trying to react to the way things are going. We've had to cancel some tours as well. We were meant to go to America next month to do a full American tour, and then we had a few UK dates as well in May, so yeah, they've all been postponed, hopefully to later in the year, so... Yeah, we're just sort of, you know, dealing with it as it comes and adjusting our plans, the same as everyone, really, you know.
I had to laugh. Earlier on today, I saw an article on extra.ie, and in the article it said, maybe they should be touring with the vaccines, you know, the coronas with the vaccines. Yeah. And you know, when you see it, you're kind of going, oh, jeez, here we go, like, you know.
I know.
But it's just the irony, and that's the kind of humour that Irish people have. Now, you have been very, very good to Irish people, and you have been very good to your fans all over the world, because what I've noticed you've started doing is you've been doing a series of live performances at night covering other artists' songs. So last night you did Always by Gavin James. It was beautiful.
Thanks very much. Yeah, no, I'm in self-isolation down here in Dingle, and there's a lovely piano, and you know, we haven't really done much on social media. As you say, we have an unfortunate name on top of everything else. I keep saying to friends of mine, bands, you know, it could be worse, you could be named after it. But yeah, so we haven't really done too much, but we were thinking about what we were going to do, and it seemed just a bit trivial to be sort of self-promoting at this time. So we were like, you know what, I'll just sing some other songs of bands that I love, some friends of ours' music, some amazing Irish, there's so much amazing Irish talent out there, for you're the band of it, so you know better than anyone. But yeah, so every night I'm just going to pick a different Irish song from bands that we know and love, and yeah, we're just going to throw it up on our Instagram, and it's something really to keep me sane more than anything. Literally, I put the video up last night, and the amount of text messages I got, never mind even comments underneath it, but from friends of mine going, oh, you have to try this song, do this song, do this song. So,
because yeah, Always isn't an easy song to sing. It's not an easy song to sing. It's so high.
And his voice, Gavin's voice, obviously, is just like amazing. That's the other thing. You sort of, I don't know whether to try and change up the songs to make them sound like me, or to, you know, do them justice and try and, you know, copy the original. I mean, Gavin's voice is amazing. But even the piano bit was tricky. I spent all day yesterday doing the little riff, like, do-do-do-do-do, you know. But, yeah, it was kind of, it's good fun, and I think it's good for me as well. So I always try and learn other people's songs as well. I find when I'm trying to write new music as well, just learning other people's songs and how people structure songs and stuff can be good.
I'm hoping that you're going to do Skylarkin from start to finish at some stage too on this as well, which I know you and I both know that I would love that, and you would love it equally as much.
I would. Oh, you know how much I love Mick Christopher. He's amazing. So you never know. As I say, you keep sending their requests in, keep listening. You never know what I'll face. Even Nazi, our bass player, is at home there, and he's texting me, well, so what are you going to do tonight? I'm like, no, secret. I'm not even telling the band what I'm going to play.
I love it. Before I let you go, right, I do want to mention about True Love Waits. It is on the way. It is coming. Big songs on there. We've had Haunted. Cold is out and about. Brave is on there. I think We Jinxed It is there as well. Just tell me a little bit about the working with this album, because this is a very different album. You worked with George Murphy, Cormac Butler, Rob Kerwin, who worked with PJ Harvey and Hozier as well. So it's a different sound in Corona album when we get it.
It is. We're really proud of it. And that's sort of the main reason that we're putting off the release. We wanted to give it the best chance that we can to promote it. And, you know, a lot of people are saying to me, oh, just release it anyway. Everyone's at home listening to music. But, you know, the album release promotes the touring, and the touring promotes the album. It's sort of a circle. So because the tours have been put off, and there's a good chance that a lot of festivals, I think, will be cancelled this summer as well, it doesn't really make sense for us to release the full album. But we will, as you say, be dropping songs here and there, and sort of, yeah, dropping a couple more. So there might be a single coming soon next month, but we're planning on releasing a new song. So, you know, there's going to be a couple of songs coming. But yeah, I mean, we worked with some amazing producers. As you say, Rob was brilliant. We worked with him in LA, and it was funny when we were working with him, he was like, oh yeah, Hold Yourself just went to number one. I have a number one in America right now. And we were like, wow, that's really impressive. And of course, Cormac is an amazing Irish producer.
Yeah, he's worked with Academic and Old Twins.
That's it, yeah, and done a bit with Codeline and stuff as well. And then George in London, who we've worked with before, is brilliant. He's with
Ellie Goulding, Mumford & Sons, bands like that. Yeah, he's done quite a bit as well.
And he's brilliant. So he sort of brought it all together for us. As I say, we worked with him before, and he's amazing. So yeah, I mean, it's a change for us as well. We had, as you know, our guitar player left at the end of last year, Dave. So we did get him to play a few bits on the songs before he left as well. So it is a bit of a departure for us sound wise. We're playing with a few different guitar players and a few different sounds and sort of approaching songs in different ways as well now that we're a three piece. So yeah, it is different, but still got my annoying whine on top of a 3 minute rock pop song.
Stop it now, you know people love you. Stop now.
Anyway, that's all that counts.
Well, there you go. Listen, before I go, happy birthday. It was your birthday the other day, so listen, I hope
Thank you
had a nice birthday amidst all the craziness that's going on at the moment. And friend that's out there that is a fan of the Coronas, just so you know, at Christmas time, if you didn't get your hands on it, they did release that Live the Olympia album with a couple of tracks from Cork's Independent Park as well. It is a fabulous album. That'll keep you going until True Love Waits comes down the line. Danny, thank you so much for keeping the community sane by doing these live videos as well. Check him out online at Danny the Coronas. Danny, have a lovely day, and thank you for being so giving of your time as always.
Thanks a million, Fergal. Good to chat to you. See you later.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2
on Today FM.